This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. WLRN has been reporting on kids and teens in South Florida who were killed by gun violence. In this ongoing series called In Their Own Words, family members talk about how losing a child to gun violence affects them. Brian Herrera was riding his bicycle down the street from his home in Alapata when he was shot and killed.
He was 16 years old.
Annabelle Herrera became Brian's stepmom when he was 4 years old. She talked to me after the five-year anniversary of his death.
It was December 22nd. It was a Saturday morning right after winter break from school. He was a 10th grader. So they had gotten this winter school packet they had to complete. So he was going to go to a friend's house to do the packet so they can have the rest of the winter break to just, you know, hang out and play video games. So he jumped on his bike, and his friend lived about 3 blocks away. And about a block and a half away, or 2 blocks, he was confronted by someone and he was murdered. He was a good kid. He was a straight A student. He used to call me Fatty. So every time I used to get home, he used to like pinch me like a little Pillsbury dough pinch. Hey, Fatty, you're not going to give me a kiss? And that's one of the things that really resonate inside me. Every time I see his image, I'm like, hey, Fatty, I wish I could have that kiss now. You think good things happen to good people. So you think that neighbors are going to talk and they're going to want, you know, a solution for this. But that hasn't been the case. And as the years go by, you start getting a little bit more anxious and desperate. It's been 5 years and 1 month. And still no arrest. The desperation has started to sink in. Everybody believes that this is just something you're going to eventually in time just get over. And you don't. Because you have to deal with the backlash of everything. You have to deal with your own depression that kicks in. You have to deal with your children's, the way that they have handled the death. I have a 10-year-old who was 5 at the time, and she's still drawing pieces about her brother. I mean, for a time, we had to even take away all the pictures from the house of Ryan because it was affecting her so much. She was crying at night. It was affecting her at school. So it's not just we buried him, and then a couple months later, everybody's fine. No, a couple years later is when everything starts coming on. My husband was very close to Brian. Sometimes I see him come out of the shower with his eyes all watery, or he'll come home and I'll see his eyes all watery, and it's because he's been crying on his way home, but he won't let me see anything like that. And I've gone to grief groups and he doesn't want to go. It's painful to talk about. We got guns we had never had before. My husband was like, we have to get guns, have to get the concealed weapons permit. We have to prepare ourselves. My husband feels like he wasn't there to protect Brian, so now he needs to protect the rest of his kids. I'm always going to the Crime Stoppers link, and I'm linking it to my Facebook page. I'm putting up his pictures, and I'm doing things to remind the community, Brian, you know, he mattered, and we need to solve this. Back in December, I went in, and I saw he was the very first one on the Crime Stoppers page and in Cold Case. And that was a sinking feeling. And I said, oh no, this is scary. You know, he may never get justice. And I'm not willing to face that.
That was Annabelle Herrera. Her 16-year-old stepson, Brian Herrera, was killed in Alapata while riding his bike. After that, the family couldn't bear to stay in their apartment. They now live in Davie. Brian's murder remains unsolved. It is now listed as a cold case. The case is still open, but there are no new leads. And Herrera's worried that means the case won't be as much as a priority now. You can hear more from this series at wlrn.org/ownwords. This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.